I'm your host, Dr. M, and you're listening to Aligned You, a podcast to assist you to truly be aligned through your body, head, and heart so you can reach your full potential in your own unique way.
Hey there, Aligned You listeners, Dr. M here, and welcome to this week's episode. This week, I am super excited to be sharing with you. I am in a different location for those of you following along for the YouTube channel, which has something that is slow and steady, but it's actually happening, is that for those of you following along on the YouTube channel and looking at my background, is you realize I'm not actually in the podcast booth this week. I am actually recording from my home studio. And the reason being is that it's so appropriate for today's topic, which was prepared before the decision about where I would actually be recording, is that life is not linear. And sometimes my grand plans are actually thrown way off track. Well, sometimes just a little off track and I need to move locations. But sometimes the plan that we start with isn't necessarily the plan that actually gets rolled out completely. And today was really interesting. Up at MRC, our gorgeous integrative chiropractic practice in Alexandria, is that it's located, for those of you who aren't familiar with Sydney geography, is we're about 3Ks out of the CBD. So it is a beautiful melting pot of all parts of society and all different walks of life live in our area. It's fairly gentrified, but it still has a real melting pot of personalities that live locally. And it was a very interesting morning this morning because as we were practicing this morning, a gentleman that was clearly struggling with various mental health issues decided it would be fun to hang out the front of the practice. And we actually needed to ask the boys, and they were boys that came in blue, to actually come and move him along. And it was really interesting because it just threw the plans off for today. And it threw my recording schedule off. I was going to be recording this morning in the practice, and we really just needed to vacate the practice for a little bit. We're not in practice this afternoon, which is also the other time that I would often record, is before I actually start seeing clients for the afternoon. But our hours have shifted around this week because it actually happens to be my gorgeous wife and my first wedding anniversary this Thursday. So we're taking some time out to celebrate that on Thursday and Friday and off for a little staycation. More about that in a moment. But it was really interesting because I thought, oh, cheeky you, universe, is that you have actually thrown a curveball in my way today as I was about to record. Life isn't linear. And then here I am sitting in my home studio recording, which still means that I can share and still means that I can still have the final outcome, which is that a podcast is uploaded exactly when I have made the commitment to upload said podcast. It's just in a different location. And how often in life does that happen, where we have our ideal plan in mind and then something different happens? It's part of today's inspiration for today's podcast is a question that got posed to me by one of the awesome coaches in Practice Acceleration yesterday on one of our accountability calls. So part of what I do on a regular basis now is with one of the groups that I'm a part of is that we are on regular accountability calls. Mondays actually start for me with the group I'm a part of with the amazing Pauline Wendt, which is our Evolve Spiritual Entrepreneur group. So that's very much looking at my spiritual growth and expansiveness. And then the other group I'm a part of, which is called Practice Acceleration, is very much about making sure I've got the systems in place for the right next step when it comes to making sure that we're using best practices within our chiropractic practice and also business. Because having that mix of both of the spiritual expansiveness and also the pure get off your ass and get stuff done, I've found really important. I think I've touched on it in previous episodes where I went through a period of time I probably was sitting in the former a little bit too much and not the latter, and I was not quite sure about what the next right steps are. So I'm a big believer in when you're not quite sure, ask for help. But it's really important that you're asking the right people for help. And I hear that a lot with clients when they're coming in to see me, is that they've got an ideal outcome in mind, but they haven't necessarily been asking the right people for help. So might pop a pin in that one, and that might be an episode for another day, is making sure when you're asking for help is that you're asking the right people that have wisdom in the area that you're needing assistance in. But I'm very, very blessed with the people that I have around me. And one of the questions that Max had asked last night was what was one of our biggest learns and takeaways. And for me, it's actually that real understanding. And I would say real understanding because I I've given it a red hot go over the years, folks, to actually test this out, and thinking that my grand plan was somebody else's grand plan and the grand organized design perhaps had a different pathway in mind, is that having that linear idea that my grand plan is actually going to come out the other side has been shown time and time again. The more flexible I can be throughout the journey of the desired outcome that I have, and really learning to lean into enjoying the ride, is so very important, because otherwise it would be very easy to get to our first anniversary on Thursday and focus on all the SHIT that's been hitting the fan this year. It's been a doozy of a year for lots of different reasons, folks. Over time, we may share more about it, but it has been a doozy of a year. And it becomes a choice of whether we're focusing all the doozies and also all the awesome stuff that's actually happened, because there's been a long list of amazing things that have happened. So as we've navigated year one of marriage, is that we have been put to the test on multiple levels, and I'd like to think that we have passed. And it's understanding that along the way there's going to be ups and downs. It reminds me of the old Mario Brothers game. Remember the old Nintendo game? Those of you who have just probably age myself, I'm sure there's a new version of it, but I can remember back to being little and I was so very excited when Mum finally agreed to me getting a Nintendo. I'm pretty sure I can't remember quite how that happened. I have a feeling I had to save up for it and she may have gone halves with me, because often Mum and Dad did that if they didn't think I was actually going to use something, is that it wasn't an automatic present. It was something that I'd have to contribute to. Never forget, this is a story for another time, but perhaps might have shared it on a previous episode, where I'd been desperate for a Barbie at one point and they'd finally given in, and then I'd said I'd pay for it, and then I decided after a week that I didn't want it. So Dad actually repossessed Barbie. I was more of a Star Wars figure kind of girl back when I was little. But anyway, that's a story for another time. But it reminds me of the Mario Brothers game life in so many ways. I think it's a beautiful metaphor for it, in the sense of that you can be going along, you've got an end goal to get to the next level, and there's dips and doodles and doozies, I should say, and that there's mushrooms that can give you extra elevation and can actually get you to places faster. And then there's all the furfies and hurdles along the way that can actually slow you down. And sometimes you get knocked right off and you've got to start again. And then other times you actually get to that next level. And there's those secrets along the way that somebody might have told you about that might be hiding behind particular gates that can actually elevate you quicker. And so along the journey in life, when it's not linear and you might need to be asking for help from different people, is the suggestion that I would make to you, aligned you listeners, is if there are areas in life you need some help with at the moment, is to make sure you've got the right people in your corner that actually can point you in the right direction. As I said, I look after my own, coaches, mentors, the people I have around me. I make sure I have a really good balance of the people that fit in with my values in terms of what it is that I want to be achieving. And they also have expertise and they're well ahead of where I am right now, so that they can help me stretch and get me to where I want to go faster. It's the same way as when clients are coming in to see me for their hands-on work, is it's making sure that we're actually setting the goal far enough ahead that we're actually making big improvements and we're actually allowing you to release your full potential. It goes so far beyond just the immediate pain relief that often people come in looking for initially, when really what often people are after is that they get back to doing what they love most, which goes well beyond pain relief alone. Particularly as we're getting chronologically older, there's just sometimes more stuff we've got to be doing to actually allow that full potential to be released, and to have a better understanding about how we're moving, what we're eating, what we're thinking, what's our mindset doing. Understanding that there's going to be those ups and downs, that life is not linear, but being less attached to that outcome and perhaps what it looks like at the end, and really enjoying that journey along the way to make sure that you're heading in the right direction. And understanding along the way, there's going to be times that you get knocked back on your butt. I have those moments, thankfully not overly regularly, but even with and I've told this story many times before, and talk about it in different stages of care when people are coming to see me for their chiropractic care. Initially, when you first get started and you're actually trying to create some momentum towards your outcomes that you desire, is that it takes some time to get going. And when people start coming to see me for their chiropractic care, I call that section of their care the jumpstart care. Picture their body has been heading in a downward momentum. We need to literally need to turn the ship around and start heading it in the right direction. And once you're heading in the right direction, that is often when people start feeling better. And once we're through that stage, we move into momentum, which is where we make most of the correction. We really start unleashing some of that potential and body really starts to heal and repair. And when we've got your body back to where we ideally want it to be, that's where most of my clients choose proactive wellness care, because they actually want to keep their body connected. So we go through pain relief, then we actually go through correction, and then it's about connection, is keeping you connected as best as possible. Those regular check-ins to make sure brain and body and innate intelligence are actually flowing as best as they can. And understanding along the way there are ups and downs. I'm very grateful for my awesome chiropractor, Dr. Vanessa, because there's times when my body has been under stress and I've been going through a big release of late. My hormones are finally under control. Yay! I can hear you all cheering. I'm definitely cheering. Keep your eye out for an amazing episode. I've mentioned it a few times now with the amazing Dr. Andrea Huddleston that we're talking about perimenopause, and menopause will be coming out early next year. And it's so exciting to have that under control. And there's some other elements in our home life that are coming into a better space. And so my body's just gone through a big release of letting go of some of the stressors and stresses that it had been actually holding as potential energy. And it's starting to be ready to release. So my lower back went. It's part of the reason why I became a chiropractor. You guys have heard me talk, if you've been following me for a while, heard me talk about this regularly, or maybe not regularly, but you've heard me talk about it before. You get what I mean. And even this week, it flared up again, where thank God for Dr. Vanessa, and that I see her for my structural care. I see her every week for my connection care. But there's times where I have a flare up. Because remember, guys, life isn't linear. There's times that our body will give us signs and signals that it is trying to get us to pay attention to. And for me, I am more and more, the more aware I become of what my body's telling me, I can get the appropriate assistance to get it structurally back in place. And then also the mindset to also allow the release that's needed to actually bring that potential energy into kinetic energy to be released to the world. That may or may not make sense. And over coming episodes, I'm sure it will make more, but I'm very grateful for it, because on Monday I kind of hobbled in again as my back was actually showing signs and signals that I was back down to needing some momentum in a different direction. Because as we're stepping into the next version of ourselves, we actually need a new level of behavior to be able to support that. And one of the lessons that I've had over the last few weeks is that there'd been some habits coming back into my sphere that I have not seen in quite a while, but I recognize them quickly enough, and not allowing that momentum to shift in the wrong direction. What is momentum? Momentum is a word that gets used often, and I've mentioned it over the last few weeks. I've mentioned it in the consistency and rhythm series that I did a little while ago. But the definition of momentum is it's a fundamental concept in physics that quantifies the motion possessed by an object. It's defined as a product of an object's mass and velocity. In other words, momentum is determined by multiplying the mass of an object by its velocity. The formula is mass times velocity. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about, Dr. M? But understanding, I was reading something the other day on Instagram and Facebook, and it was basically saying that it's okay to rest coming into the end of the year, and it doesn't always have to be a hustle. And I agree, folks, it doesn't always have to be a hustle. 100% agree with that. I don't particularly love the word hustle. For me, it actually gives the emotion of stress to me. I much prefer words like productive, and to keep the momentum going, and to keep my foot on the pedal, because to keep my foot on the pedal means that not only am I accelerating and I'm increasing the velocity of the mass of my vehicle, as in my human vehicle, moving forward. And I mentioned it a couple of episodes ago, is that I have experience when I've taken my foot off the pedal and I've lost momentum. It's hard to get going again sometimes. So understanding that now is a great time to slip and check, and to really check in on yourself with what you wanted to achieve in 2023. What do you want to achieve in 2024? And what aspects can you start tweaking now? I know for me, I'm absolutely tweaking what I'm eating at the moment. I had a few weeks of letting loose, like I haven't in a long, long time, and I will not bore you with the details, but you guys have heard me tell stories before about what my body does when it is under stress, and that it can put on weight real fast. We'll add in some extra hormones to that mix, folks, and it absolutely can do it at pace. The lesson that I've learned over the years is to catch myself a lot quicker. So what in the past might have taken me 6 months to 12 months to 2 years to really clock what was going on, I reckon I caught it in about 2 to 3 weeks this time around. And so it means that hopefully I don't need to do as much to get the momentum back on the right direction. But sometimes it doesn't take much to throw us off track. It might be 2 or 3 degrees, and all of a sudden if we take that 2 to 3 degrees tilt, that outcome can be so different. So the consistently coming back to your center and what you define your center as and the direction that you want to be going on, it's such a beautiful time of year to do that. And it doesn't have to be a hustle, folks. It can purely be the momentum that you've already created and keeping that momentum going and slipping and checking and making sure you're coming back to your center, particularly as we're coming into the silly season, is that as we're moving into the times where social engagements are more often, they're potentially more boozy, they're potentially more food, it's just picking and curating how you're spending your time, how are you managing your energy, who have you got around you through that period of time, and how can you make the best of it? Because there's plenty of curveballs that get thrown up along the way. You don't need to throw your own curveballs. I'm very good at that. I've tried it many, many times in my lifetime. I'm working on getting better at actually not doing it to myself as such and just being able to navigate life with a little bit more ease and flow. So when I'm talking about momentum coming into the end of the year and embracing the 2024 energy that has already come into play, because let's face it, it's already here. This morning was a classic example of that with our mate who was out the front, who I've had a lot of compassion for. He was an unwell human that looks like he does day to day pretty tough. So it was lots of compassion for him whilst also wanting to stay nice and safe, is that it's as we're coming into this big, big energy at the end of the year is to actually work on navigating that with relative smoothness and to be in a part of the river, if you like, that is flowing freely versus being in the rapids. I saw an awesome video on Facebook that had me going with the flow theme to it, and it was this kayak in these massive rapids bouncing from side to side. That's not what I'm talking about in terms of coming through to the end of 2024 and creating momentum and keeping your foot on the pedal. What I'm talking about is understanding that life isn't always linear. There's curveballs that get thrown that are completely outside of our control. What can we do to navigate around our way around them gently and to be tweaking our own behaviors along the way so that as we actually are moving towards our desired outcomes, towards our targets, is that we get to have a lot of fun and joy and relative ease along the way. So your homework this week, Aligned You listeners, is to check in. Where are you actually spending a bit too much time thinking about the parts that aren't working? And perhaps it's time to focus on the bits that are working. Before I go today, my top five, a song I never thought that I would actually say is in my top five, but Fantasy by Mariah Carey, it's been on high rotation of late. Back when these songs were getting released, I actually chuckled to myself. I used to dislike it with a lot of intensity, I think because I was going through my Triple J era. For those of you who are not listening in Australia, that is one of the national broadcasting radio channels, and it is, I would say, one of the more alternative broadcasters with a lot more of the independent musicians playing on it. It certainly was back in the day anyway. I think it still very much is, but that just made me sound like a very old person. But anyway, Fantasy by Mariah Carey. It's a different era. What can I say? What did we do to watch over the weekend? And I've actually started reading again. I'm using my time in the morning a bit differently, where I have an awareness that I was doing a little bit too much footloose and fancy-free scrolling that was wasting time. So I've actually started using the Headway app to read summaries of books just while I'm getting my reading habit back in place. But over the weekend, watch an old classic, Speed, Keanu Reeves, back in the day, Sandra Bullock, early on, Holly Bajolies, still a good flick. It's quite funny to watch, actually. We watched that. But I have been reading some interesting snippets from a variety of books. So watch this space. We might be back to what am I reading coming into the new year. I have a feeling we very much will be. What did we do to decompress? What did I do to decompress? Ames and I actually went on a road trip to visit our dear, dear friend, Dr. Rachel Swan, who we call Dr. H, Arnie Rach. And it was really lovely because she'd just come back from walking the El Camino in Spain, and we hadn't had a chance to see her in person yet. And it was quite shocking when we'd looked at our calendar ahead and we realized if we didn't go on the weekend, it would be well into February before we'd see her in person. So we made that happen. It was just, there's something about being on the road, listening to music, and just being able to talk to your loved one whilst moving at pace. It's something I find very relaxing anyway. I think it reminds me of going on big drives with mum and dad, but that's a story for another time. Quote of this week, keep moving ahead because action creates momentum, which in turn creates unanticipated opportunities. And that is a Nick Vujicic quote. I hope I've said his name correctly. But I love that. Is it creates momentum, which turns in turn creates unanticipated opportunities. I always find it fascinating is that when I'm moving in the right direction, how new doors that I could never have anticipated open and open at pace. Whereas when I lose my momentum, it seems like all those doors are really, really welded shut. And that's my final thought for today, Aligned You listeners, is keep your momentum going. It doesn't have to be a hustle. It can be productive. It can be momentum that serves you. And sometimes momentum actually is also having a rest. So if you're going away over Christmas, enjoy it. I hope it is something that is going to help you rest and recharge and that you thoroughly get to relax, because that's an important component of momentum as well. But that's it for this week, Aligned You listeners. Bye for now, and I'll catch you next time. And that's it for today's episode, Aligned You listeners. Remember to hit the 5-star ratings and share today's episode with your friends. And be sure to join our collective on Facebook and Instagram at Aligned You. Look forward to catching you next time. The information shared on Aligned You podcast is of general nature and for information purposes only. It is not specific medical or personal advice. You should seek assistance from your healthcare practitioner for your individual circumstances. Any information provided doesn't imply endorsement or third-party devices or products and cannot provide you with health and medical advice.